And I think, Howard, that's a great place to end the segment and segue into this month's episode of Science Diction. What have you got for us this month, Howard?
Well, the word is stethoscope.
Stethoscope.
Yes. Huh. And, you know, doctors have been listening to patients' breath sounds since at least 1500 BC, but it really wasn't until the early 19th century that a French physician named René Laennec systematically investigated the sounds that we make when we breathe and also of our heartbeat. And, you know, the time-honored way of doing that was literally to place your ear on a patient's chest. And Laennec didn't like that. For one, if he had an obese patient, it was very hard to hear through all that fat. And also, you know, he was treating the great unwashed, literally, and they had poor hygiene and sometimes they were lice-ridden, and that sort of disgusted him. So he came up with this invention, the stethoscope, which he was also a Greek scholar, and he took that name from two Greek roots, stethos, which means chest, and scopen, which means to look at or to observe.
This is Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow, talking with Howard Markel, author of An Anatomy of Addiction. The early stethoscope didn't look much like the one we have today, did it?
Not at all. It was a hollow tube made out of cedar or ebony. And it was a really charming story of how that came to be. It was in 1816, he was late to see a patient, a woman with heart disease, and he was taking a shortcut through the courtyard of the Louvre. And he saw some boys playing on a pile of timber. And two boys were playing with a long plank or a log, and one was taking a pin or a nail and scratching it on one end, and the other boy could hear it all the way on the other end, you know, as sound will travel through a solid body. And he thought, wow, that's a great idea. And then he went to see his patient, and he asked for some paper, and he rolled it up into a cylinder. And he put it against this woman's chest, and he was absolutely amazed at how he could hear the heart in a way that he had never been able to hear before.
Wow. But even if they could hear, you know, something rattling around in the chest, in those days, was there anything that you could really do about it?
Well, back then, diagnosis was more important than treatment. They didn't have a lot of treatment. But what was really remarkable about Laennec is that he figured out so many things about diseases of the chest, you know, things like tuberculosis or emphysema, and also of heart disease, whether they were heart murmurs or other problems of the heart, so that doctors could accurately diagnose these. And he experimented with a series of tubes, hollow tubes. It's about a foot to a foot and a half long. And he wrote a textbook called On the Practice of Auscultation. Now, auscultation comes from the Latin auscultare, which means to listen. So it's on the practice of listening. It was published in 1819. It was a bargain at 13 francs because you also got a stethoscope with it.
Wow.
But it took a while for it to catch on. The book had to be translated in different languages. And finally, it became the iconic symbol. And by about 1851, the binaural stethoscope, what's very familiar to people today with the two ear prongs and the tubes, began to develop. And that became the stethoscope as we know it.
Is the stethoscope as we know it becoming obsolete? You know, we have all this imaging technology.
Sadly, yes. I still know how to use my stethoscope, and I remember avidly listening to tapes of heart sounds and breath sounds so that I could learn them on real patients. And it is sad. With all our wonderful, you know, non-invasive imaging techniques, you know, we can learn more and more about a patient without ever being in the room. And that's kind of sad because as that distance has grown, we've lost something. And I think maybe we ought to hang on to our stethoscopes a little bit longer to remind that one of the principal aspects of being a doctor is listening to our patient.
All right, Howard, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Howard Markel is a professor of the history of medicine at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor and director of the Center for the History of Medicine there. That's about all the time we have for this hour. We would like you to stay with us, but we don't have any more time. Greg Smith composed our theme music. It would help today from NPR librarian Kim Molesky. And if you missed any part of this program, you can go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast, audio and video, or go to our website at sciencefriday.com. And you can take Sci-Fi along with you on your iPhone and your Android apps. You can download them there. And you can continue our week-long discussion on Twitter at Sci-Fi, at SCIFRI. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.